Book 1, Genesis. Chapter 1. Susan plonked the ice cream firmly on Michael Cartwright's head. It was the first occasion the two of them had met. Well, that was what Michael's best man claimed when Susan and Michael were married 21 years later. Both of them were 3 years old at the time, and when Michael burst into tears, Susan's mother rushed over to find out what the problem was. All Susan was willing to say on the subject, and she repeated it several times, was, "Well, he asked for it, didn't he?" Susan ended up with a spanking. Not the ideal start for any romance. The next recorded meeting, according to the best man, was when they both arrived at their elementary school. Susan declared with a knowing air that Michael was a crybaby, and what's more, a sneak. Michael told the other boys that he would share his graham crackers with anyone was willing to pull Susan Illingworth's pigtails. Few boys tried a second time. At the end of their first year, Susan and Michael were jointly awarded the class prize. Their teacher considered it the best course of action if she hoped to prevent another ice cream incident. Susan told her friends that Michael's mother did his homework for him, to which Michael responded that at least it was in his own handwriting. The rivalry continued unabated through junior and senior high until they departed for different universities. Michael to Connecticut State and Susan to Georgetown. For the next 4 years, they both worked hard at avoiding each other. In fact, the next occasion their paths crossed was, ironically, at Susan's home, when her parents threw a surprise graduation party for their daughter. The biggest surprise was not that Michael accepted the invitation, but that he turned up. Susan didn't recognize her old rival immediately, partly because he had grown 4 inches and was for the first time taller than her. It wasn't until she offered him a glass of wine and Michael remarked, "At least this time you didn't pour it all over me," that she realized who the tall, handsome man was. "God, I behaved dreadfully, didn't I?" said Susan, wanting him to deny it. "Yes, you did," he said. "But then, I expect I deserved it." "You did," she said, biting her tongue.